we're here with our first guest. His name is Justin Zinenko, and he is the CEO of a company by the name of Synerfuse. And Synerfuse is SynerFuse.com. And he's a CPA who had an interest in medical technology. And so he started Synerfuse, and they're doing some remarkable work. And it's a startup with some great innovative ideas. The problem that they're addressing has to do with the pain that people experience after having had a spinal fusion surgery. There are hundreds of thousands of spinal fusion surgeries that take place in the United States every single year. And afterwards, about half of them result in residual pain. And that is pain that exists even though everything's been fixed in the back and shouldn't really exist. But nerves have memory. It's sort of like when somebody gets their finger cut off and then they continue to have pain in that finger, even though that finger isn't there. So it's not really possible to have pain in the finger. But nerves remember. And that's what happens with your back. And when you have spinal fusion surgery, about half the time. And so when people have that pain, they usually get put on opioids, which is a big problem.
Terrible
because
thing.
Because you can be on opioids for a little bit, and it curbs the pain, but then you need to ratchet up the dosage of opioid because you get accustomed to it, and next thing you know, you have an opioid addict, and that creates another whole problem for a person who's in pain and debilitating pain, we should say, too. A lot of us have had back pain over the years, you know, slip a disc or your back gets out of whack and you can't even reach down to put your socks on or walk up the stairs or sleep or anything. So a lot of us know about that kind of pain, but those people who have that kind of pain from back surgery have it all the time, and it's debilitating to the point where they can't work, they can't have fun, they can't do the things that they normally would do. And so Synerfuse is coming up with a solution. And so, Justin, tell us about the solution. You know about this technology way more than anybody else.
Well, you did a very good job of describing the problem.
Big problem.
Yeah, huge problem. And the other thing that we don't really understand as a society is that, you know, you think about getting a hip replacement, you think about getting any other kind of conventional surgery, and you don't hear about the problems. I don't know one person that has had a successful back surgery that says, oh yes, I feel better, I feel like this was worth it. Everybody looks at it like the dread, like this is the therapy of last resort, this is the therapy I want to avoid. But unfortunately, in our country, with obesity and with everyday problems, there's just things that happen in your back. And unfortunately, the spine surgeries are being done the way they were done 30 years ago.
No innovation.
And why is there no innovation? You have opioids. You have stimulation. But
is there an incentive? Is there, like, no incentive to really?
Well, today, the way therapy gets done, the way surgeries get done today, unfortunately, is dictated by insurance companies. And the way it is that you piecemeal your therapy because you're trying to save money. They're trying to do things in the most conservative nature where we take a holistic approach. That's Synerfuse's whole premise was, you know, you have issues with mechanical pain, meaning the bone-on-bone, bone-on-nerve. You have this other side, which is the neuropathic pain, these nerves that are damaged that are not going to send good signals. Why aren't we going to try to combine the therapies? Never been done before. So you have a fusion market, you have a stimulation market, but never was it combined. And when I founded the company, the whole idea was, if we combine this, A, is it safe? And B, is it effective? So we did a 15-patient study, human study at the University of Minnesota and South Bend Orthopedics in Indiana, where we actually showed that A, it's safe, and B, we've had 80% of our patients off of opioids at 12 months. Everybody gets prescribed opioids, by the way, for these surgeries because they're so invasive. There's such a big thing when they're realigning and correcting the spine. However, we also saw that 70% reduction in pain in both their back and their legs. And the most incredible thing was the improvement in disability.
Using disability insurance or not being disabled
afterwards?
Not
being disabled. Gotcha. So a third of our patients were crippled, and over half had severe disability, like could hardly move. you would even hear these stories where these poor people are like in walkers, and this is their only chance to get some help. And what's really cool is we didn't have one person crippled, so that went away. Only one person was still had severe disability. Half had minimal disability, and then 40% had moderate.
How long has this been going on? How long have you been doing this?
Oh, that's as an entrepreneur, this is where you get your age added to you. So it's 2018.
Okay. Oh.
9 years.
I have underwear older than you.
So you brought together spinal fusion surgery with neuromodulation so that people can, with what, their phone on an app, they can control the...
Yeah, it's remarkable. You know, they get programmed at the onset within the first 24 hours by a specialist, and you can see them describing where they feel the stem. Then they get a phone, an app, and they can control the
electrodes. So this sounds so much better than opioids. Why isn't it on the market now?
Well, one, it's because we have something called the FDA that regulates these things. We're a Class 3 device, so we have to do these trials and all these professional standards that have been set up to actually have safety first for patients. But now the cool thing is that we are now moving forward, and we will have a study to start at the end of the year.
And so when do you expect for the everyday patient to be able to walk into the doctor and say, I want the centrifuge solution?
You know, that's tough to say because it's based on recruitment. It's based on it's going to be a 2-year trial. And, you know, I have to be very careful because, you know, God forbid someone from the FDA is listening to this right now, which could be the case.
It is worldwide.
Yeah. By the way, hello, FDA. But what I will say is this. I think with the current administration and the fact that you have both Democrats and Republicans that both want to see this issue solved, you have veterans that are impacted by this, you have big labor that's impacted by this, you have the military, and let's also, why we're here, NASCAR.
Yeah, so our last few minutes, tell us, why is Centrifuge involved in NASCAR? It's cool, but why?
Well, let's just think about it. NASCAR, you have drivers that have back pain, you have the crew members that have back pain, and you have their spectators, which is, you know, people that are in blue-collar jobs that have back pain. Everybody can relate to back pain. Everybody understands back pain. And everybody knows somebody that has either had a procedure done and that has failed or has an ongoing issue with opioid addiction. And that's the biggest thing. How do we get people better surgeries, better outcomes, so we don't have them addicted to opioids? And opioids, as we all know, is a scourge on this country.
Huge. It's a massive problem. It's a massive problem.
And it's not going to get better by prescribing opioids. Everything we can do to get rid of opioids, we should pursue. And that's why with this ability to partner with a NASCAR team, the ability to partner with the drivers who deal with this back pain, you don't realize that these guys who are like 18 to 30, they have back pain.
You know, it's going to last for the rest of their lives.
Well, mm-hmm. And by the way, I even had a conversation with one of our drivers who's going to be in Talladega. He was saying that he was talking to the professionals, and they're telling him, we need to really hold off on doing a fusion surgery because you're too young.
Wow.
Because the results are so terrible.
Yeah.
When you think about this, this doesn't really mesh. A driver who needs to be, you know, mentally sharp, top of their game, flying around a track, high speed, there should not be an O word in there other than oval. You know, there should be no opioid, can't even say it, the O word, right? The drug. That seems crazy to me.
Well, and imagine this. Imagine you are going to be putting your life on the line, which these drivers do every time they get in a race car, and you are not able to have anything in your system, no drugs, no alcohol, nothing. So that makes it even 10 times worse because when you're going around these corners, you can experience up to 7 Gs.
Yeah.
And these guys are dealing with this every day, day in and day out. And these are athletes, if you think about it. They're doing their workouts. They're doing all the things to keep themselves in the top physical shape. And here I'm seeing this driver who almost won the Daytona opener. And he he was dealing with back pain, and he goes, I'm very interested because I deal with this every day.
So what's the goal with the NASCAR? I mean, obviously it's the awareness. Are you going to – is the goal to put, like, the name of the company on the car, and are you doing that? Where are we at with that?
The name is on the car. It was in the O'Reilly series. So gotcha. Every Saturday you can see Centrifuge out there, centrifugemotorsports.org. That's where you can see all the upcoming races. You can see our drivers. You can see what we're talking about, which is Racing for Relief. It's all about how do we get awareness out there, because the more we get awareness, the better we can have these things.
So centrifugemotorsports.org.
Yes.
And that's where people can learn more about the company and how they could potentially become involved with Centrifuge or learn more. Or...
learn more about Racing for Relief, and then that'll also show them a way to get back to Centrifuge where they can learn more about the technology.